Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler. I still have kind of my Justin Bieber lost voice. For those of you who don't know, I went to a Justin Bieber concert last week, and on last week's podcast, you could barely understand me. I'm getting there. It's getting better. So I'm excited, though, to be joined by The Athletic's Matt Barros, who I don't think went to a Justin Bieber concert. So his voice is just fine. Welcome back to the show, Matt.
Thank you for having me. And I'm now sort of recalling a brief conversation we had in the bullpen as we were waiting for practice to open. Might have been last year, might have been the year before. It all runs together. But you explained to me what a believer is. And yes. I think that might have been the first time I've ever heard that. And you said at that point that you are a believer.
Very much so.
Wondered, oh, should I be a believer or not?
Yes.
And I'm still not, but I'm open to becoming one.
Well, we welcome any and all believers, whatever they want to come in and join. And you're welcome for introducing that phrase into your life. You guys, there's a lot that I add to the 49ers beat, and this is just one of the many perks of having you around.
I can assure you that Mayoko is not talking about Justin Bieber. He's more like a Merle Haggard or sort of like a country rock type of guy.
Well, again, his loss, but maybe we'll do a group outing to a Justin Bieber concert. Who's to say, really? Who's to say? But in the interim, we have some 49ers stuff to talk about. Maybe not as many things as we thought we were going to have to talk about today. We are in day two of free agency. Jimmy Garoppolo at this moment, at the time we are recording this on Tuesday morning, is still a member of the San Francisco 49ers, which is kind of a surprise to most people, maybe including Jimmy Garoppolo. The Niners have signed Charvarius Ward. It's funny. I keep wanting to call him Charvarius Moore because they also have Tarvarius Moore, and then they have Jimmy Ward, so this is going to take me a beat just to get used to it. But they signed cornerback Charvarius Moore, which was an important addition to a, at times, beleaguered 49ers secondary. Maybe that's a nice way to put that. A 49ers secondary who went healthy last year with Emmanuel Mosley and then Ambry Thomas coming on there at the end looked good, but obviously they need some depth there and they need some help, so that was a good signing. Restructured D Ford's contract. And other than that, they haven't done a lot. Lakin Tomlinson is moving on to the Jets. DJ Jones is moving on to the Denver Broncos. That's my intro. Matt Barros, the wonderful and amazing and talented Matt Barros. I forgot to do like my flowery introduction in the beginning because we were talking about Justin Bieber. So I didn't want to lose that. Where would you like to begin on all those things I just said, Justin Bieber included? It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Well, I think fans are probably wondering about Jimmy Garoppolo because the whole idea was that, you know, they're going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, and in doing so, you're removing the $25.5 million cap hit, which would allow them to do more in free agency, and also would allow them to do their two big deals that they have coming with Nick Bosa and Debo Samuel. So that hasn't happened. Here we are basically, you know, a day away from the time that they have to be under the salary cap, $208.5 million or whatever the number is. And they're something like, I don't know, $10 million above it right now. I think there are two things happening. I mean, they're obviously trying to trade him, and they'd like to trade him before Wednesday. And the one big quarterback kind of piece to the puzzle that hasn't been inserted yet is Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, he's now the prince, and he's kind of seeing his suitors and kind of trying to decide where he's going to go. So that could loosen things up for a last minute trade here. But I mean, I think the 49ers, this is not catching them by surprise at this point, where they have some restructures. You mentioned D Ford. There are probably one or two more that they can basically just push a button and those are done. In which case, Jimmy Garoppolo would be on this team when the new year, new league year begins. I do think that that doesn't mean that he's on the team for the season. I think it's something where, you know, then the draft becomes the next opportunity to trade him. And then if not the draft, then, you know, we're talking late June, early July, when ostensibly that shoulder is functioning again, and teams can kind of see him in person, see that he can throw, and are a little bit more reassured. So I think the 49ers have, you know, plans A, B, and C going with him. I still don't think that any of those plans really include him, you know, being on the team throughout the season. I mean, I just feel like that's going to be hard for them to juggle having him there and this idea that it's Trey Lance's offense. It's hard to kind of give Lance that that ability if there's a veteran kind of just sitting there in the locker room the whole time.
I absolutely agree with you. It's just funny because at this point, there's this like teeny, teeny, tiny part of me that's like envisioning next season and like, here we go again. So Kyle, who's your starting quarterback? You guys know who my starting quarterback. I think I've been pretty clear about it. I mean, like that we, and then we're like at the trade deadline next year, and then they trade Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't really think we're there. I just didn't necessarily think we'd be here. It's not shocking, especially after the surgery news. It definitely is not entirely shocking. And you're right. The Deshaun Watson part of it kind of changed everything. But when I saw Pittsburgh sign Mitchell Trubisky, I don't know if it's Mitch or Mitchell. I know he seems to go back and forth. But when they signed Trubisky, I was like, wait a minute. What is happening? And I thought back to the day of the Zooms, of the final press conferences after the season, and you had John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan come in and say, which felt like just like something they had to say, but come in and say, you know, Jimmy made it very hard on this year. He played so well. It's not an easy decision. And then you had Jimmy come in right after them, who was basically like, peace, see you guys later. This has been great, and I wish you the best of luck. And now I'm looking back on that. I'm like, wait, were they serious? I mean, I don't really think they were, but was that not just lip service? Did they mean that when they came in and like the whole, he made it hard on us? I don't think so. I have a question for you. Do you think there's any scenario that if he's not traded by the Wednesday deadline that they just cut him?
Because I think that they can make some other moves that, would allow them. I mean, I do think that there's a chance. I don't think that's what they'll do because, you know, they do want to get something back for him. And they could, I mean, and even if they kind of held on to him for the whole season, which I think is still really unlikely, then he would become a free agent in 2023 and then they'd get a comp pick and in 2024, it would probably be a third rounder or so. So, it's usually in a player's best interest to restructure the contract because they just get the money more immediately. They get it in the form of a bonus versus over the course of the life of the contract. So I think it's something that they could do fairly quickly if it came to that. Mm-hmm. They could do it at 12:59 p.m. on Wednesday, 1 p.m. being the deadline to get under that cap. So, it hasn't gone the way that they thought it would. It is kind of bizarre. This guy led the team, fought through injuries and led the team to the NFC Championship game 2 years after leading the team to the Super Bowl, and they can't trade him, which is counterintuitive. And I think the 49ers, if they were being honest, would say the same thing. You mentioned Mitch Trubisky, Carson Wentz. These are two guys that, to me, in my mind, and I know there's all sorts of opinions about Jimmy Garoppolo, but to me, I'm very certain that Jimmy Garoppolo is better than those two players.
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah, and has proven it, and proven it time and time again. Like you noted, the shoulder complicates things. And that's why I think holding on to him until the summer might be the right move. I mean, I don't think that's what Jimmy Garoppolo wants. I mean, I think if Jimmy Garoppolo thinks that he's going to be on a different team in 2022, he wants to, even if he's not throwing the ball around in May and June, he still wants to be with that team, learning about his teammates, picking up the offense, all those things. So he'd be in this sort of weird state of limbo for, three more months if that doesn't happen. So they want to get it done. The 49ers certainly want to get it done. But right now it's the Colts, and I just don't know who the Colts are bidding against to get him. So I think that's the reason why he hasn't gone anywhere. I think his market is the Colts, and we don't know yet. And maybe the Watson stuff will clarify that a bit.
I agree with you. I think it's the Colts, and we don't know. I mean, there were rumors today that all of a sudden Atlanta is in on the Deshaun Watson stuff. And then I saw someone kind of make a joke on Twitter, but then I thought of it. Well, if that happens, are the Colts now trading for Matt Ryan? I mean, I don't know, but it is interesting when you bring up Jimmy Garoppolo, and there are lots of opinions, and Trubisky and Carson Wentz. I agree with you. I think he's better than those guys. I think not only is he better on the field, but then what he brings to a locker room, I think at least from what I've seen, would be more attractive than maybe those two. excuse me, the Justin Bieber voice is getting me. But I think that there's that. So I do find it very surprising, which comes back to the shoulder issue. And I think I'm wondering if, because there was so much talk about the thumb, and was he going to have surgery on the thumb? And now he's having surgery on the shoulder, and there is the knock on that he can't stay healthy, which I think is always an unfair knock on players. It's football, and I don't, really know what a person can necessarily do when a 300-pound man is tackling them. But I mean, there are things that they can do, but the not stay healthy thing. And I just wonder how much of it becomes that, because yes, he led them to a Super Bowl 2 years ago, led them to an NFC Championship game. But I wonder if for teams, they look at him and they said, yeah, if he can stay healthy. And that,
yeah,
I just wonder how much of that comes into it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And even if the Colts agree with you, they're still going to use all that for leverage in dealing with John Lynch. Chris Ballard will be on the phone with Lynch saying, yeah, we like your guy, but, he's been injured in the past, and right now he can't even throw for us. Why would I be giving up a second day draft pick for a guy who's not going to throw in May and June, and is going to be kind of working his way back into shape before training camp? He's going to be behind the eight ball to begin training camp and to begin the season. So it just gives the Colts more leverage. And that's why, getting another team in the mix, whether it's New Orleans or, I don't know who the other team would be, Carolina. I checked in with the Carolina writers yesterday, and none of them thought that the Panthers were hot and heavy for Jimmy Garoppolo. So I don't know whether that's true or not, or whether Carolina would reassess or what. But I think for the 49ers standpoint, Deshaun Watson going to Carolina would probably be the best scenario because it might put New Orleans in the mix. Now, maybe New Orleans decides, you know what, we're just going to stick with Jameis Winston, who's a free agent, as our starting quarterback. And my point is that it would really help speed things along, I think, if there were two teams, the Colts plus whoever it is, that suddenly had interest and were making bids for Jimmy Garoppolo.
And I think it's going to come down to what happens with Deshaun Watson. I mean, really, the speed of it is going to happen. He gets traded today. He gets traded in the morning. I think things then, in my opinion, will happen relatively quickly on the Jimmy Garoppolo front. But I could be wrong about that. And then, you know, from the 49ers perspective, it's interesting. Of course, they want to get this done. But if he were to be hanging on until, let's say, he could throw again and they were just going to have him on the roster, you know, it's an interesting dynamic because since he won't be throwing and since he'll be rehabbing, they still could proceed as planned with Trey Lance. It's still his offense. He's still getting all the reps. There's no quarterback controversy because one of the quarterbacks can't throw. So if that is the worst case scenario and that's what happens, I guess from the 49ers perspective, it could be worse in theory.
Yeah, and that would be a good question. I mean, let's say that they did hang on to him until late June, July. Where is he at the team facility rehabbing? Is he in L.A. where he has a home and where he had a surgery? Is that where he rehabs? I mean, that's sort of the argument for doing the trade now, if you're the receiving team, is that you would have this guy, you know, in your building, like I said, learning the offense, meeting the coaches, and also rehabbing with your medical staff, which ostensibly you trust more than any other team. So it would just be a weird dynamic to have him still on the team, still on the roster, but not there. And, you know, with everybody just sort of assuming that he's going to be playing for another team at some point. I mean, that's why I feel like Garoppolo, the 49ers, and probably the team that's going to get him, at the end of the day, probably all want it to happen soon, at least before the draft or during the draft, because that's when the players start really getting into the building and doing all the things that they're doing to prepare for the next season.
And OTAs, if I'm not mistaken, begin about a week and a half before the draft. So I think from a 4 hours perspective, having it done before OTAs would really be ideal, but it could have, if it's not done tomorrow, it probably won't be done till day one of the draft or day two of the draft. But we'll see. Time will tell. That's my new phrase, Matt. Time will tell. I'm bringing it back.
That's a good catch-all. You know what? Time will tell.
Time will tell. Chris Peterman laughs at me because I say it all the time. And then and he's like, you know what? You're right. Time will tell. There's really no one can argue with that. No one can argue with that. So in the meantime, as time is telling about Jimmy Garoppolo, let's talk about the addition of Charvarius Ward. Again, wanted to call him Moore because of Charvarius.
Is it Charvarius Moore or Charvarius Ward?
It's Charvarius Ward, but I almost called him Moore.
They've got a Charvarius, and a Contavious on the team. They sound like Roman kings. I don't know whether you ever took Latin, but we had to learn all the Roman kings, and that's what their name sounded like.
Tiberius. It's the new Smith, because remember they used to have Alex Smith, Justin Smith. I think there was another Smith. Alden Smith. Yeah, they had a lot of Smiths. So now it's that. And Charvarius, and Contavious. And I'm going to really have to get used. I keep wanting to say, like I said, Charvarius Moore because of Charvarius. But Charvarius Ward. And I'm going to remember that because, as I said on Twitter, and as you know, I'm really proud on this, he and Jimmy will be the wardens of the 49ers secondary.
Love it.
So really.
I see t-shirts in your future.
I think it's the new The Block is Hot or whatever that was they had back before. So, I'm really proud of that. You guys can have that for free. Go make your shirts. But they add in some much needed depth at corner. You had an interesting tweet last night about how you see it all playing out with the season. I would love for you to share that with our listeners.
Well, as soon as I articulate this, it'll be proven wrong, but I'll say it anyway.
Well,
I mean, this is just a guess, but this is assuming that Kaywan Williams does not come back. And I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. He's not going to command a huge salary in 2022. Mm-hmm. But if they're working with this group that they have now under contract, I think it would be a scenario where the two older guys, they're both 25. That tells you quite a bit about the cornerback group, that the graybeards are only 25 years old. But it would be Ward and Mosley who would be the starters on the outside.
Both will be 26 when the season starts, though. So
That's true.
Father time.
Only time will tell. About those guys. And then in this day and age, as you know, they play so much nickel that in nickel situations, I would imagine that Mosley, who has played a little bit of nickel in the past, would slide inside, and that Ambry Thomas would come off the bench, and he'd probably end up playing, you know, 65-70% of the snaps anyway. So he would be like a starter. But you would have these three young guys who would be your main players there. And then the next year, Emmanuel Mosley becomes a free agent in 2023. So then it would be Thomas and Ward who kind of take over. And then hopefully the Amador Lenore has matured to a point where he could play nickel or some scenario like that. I think that's probably the long-term plan at that position.
You mentioned Ambry Thomas, of course, and I just had to take a moment.
Did he go to Michigan?
He did. He went to the University of Michigan, and we haven't talked about him for a little while on this podcast. And so for those of you who thought I forgot about him, I just want to take a moment to say Ambry Thomas forever. And the only problem I have with Matt's scenario, which makes complete sense and I totally agree with, is that I would like Ambry Thomas to be definitely a starter. But that's just because he went to Michigan. Other than that, I don't have a big dog in this fight. But nonetheless, we just haven't talked to him in a while.
What are the chances that all three of those guys are healthy for all 17 games this coming season? I think the chances are probably 5%. I mean, this is the NFL. Guys are hurt round the clock. So it's Ambry Thomas will definitely be starting. Well, even as a nickel guy, he would be starting.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe three quarters of the games.
It's the NFL and the 49ers.
Anytime they play the Cardinals, anytime they play the Rams, that's four games right there that he would
be starting. That's true. That's a very good point. And the 49ers secondary is not injury prone, might be a strong word, but so I think you're right. I think we're going to see a lot of Ambry Thomas. There was a time on this podcast, really from week 18 through the end of the 49ers season, that Ambry Thomas was brought up frequently, quite often. And I just didn't want my people to think I forgot about him. So I'm glad you
brought him. No, never in life. No.
Go blue forever. Ambry, I got you. So that is that. Okay, so they lost Laken Tomlinson, which is a big loss on that offensive line. They lose DJ Jones, not unexpected. I had felt that of the Jaquaski Tartt, Kaywan Williams, Laken Tomlinson, DJ Jones, kind of Laken was the best chance of coming back, but I was, of course, proven wrong, as I many times am. Big loss on the offensive line. DJ Jones is obviously also a huge loss for San Francisco. And John Lynch had made a joke when we talked to him at the combine and said if DJ had wanted to stay, he sure made it very difficult. But, you know, the Laken Tomlinson one to me is one of the biggest ones because you have here a essentially rookie quarterback. Yes, he's in his second year, but he is essentially going to be a rookie quarterback. And there had been continuity along that line. So where do you think they make up for it? Is it on the roster? Is it in the draft? It is a decent offensive lineman draft, but I would love to hear your thoughts and where you think that gets made up for.
Well, I think it's a good question. They ended up basically paying Charvarius Ward the same amount of money that Laken Tomlinson is making. And I've heard a lot of people say, oh, well, it's just because, you know, cornerback is more valuable than guard. I mean, you can kind of expect to pay that for a cornerback, but you don't want to pay that for a guard. I'm not so quick to reach that conclusion, to your point, because you are breaking in a young quarterback. And you do have a good thing going on the left side between Trent Williams and Laken Tomlinson. And Laken Tomlinson doesn't get hurt. Two of your last three seasons have been just destroyed because of injuries, or two of the last four seasons. So I don't know. I'm not so quick to make that conclusion. I don't think it'll be in the draft that they bring in another guard. Obviously they want Aaron Banks to step into one of those spots. I mean, right now they've got holes at left guard and right guard.
Yes, they do.
And we still haven't gotten really the full definitive answer on whether Alex Mack is coming back. I think the team feels good about that, but that's not set in stone. So as far as I'm concerned, you've got Laken Tomlinson on the left, and you've got Mike McGlinchey on the right, a tackle, and then you have these three spots in the middle.
Trent Williams on the left.
Protecting your young quarterback. So I think that if I'm them, I'll put it this way. If I'm them, I go for a veteran guard. And those guys have been flying off the shelf. There were two or three more signings this morning at that position. So there's not a lot out there. There's not a lot of proven talent out there. But so you got Banks at one spot. I don't know. I mean, are you going to go Brunskill another year at the other spot? Are you going to put Jalen Moore into guard? That would give you two really young guys. So I don't know what the answer is at that spot. But the interior line has been a problem for the 49ers for the last 3 years, and they seem to have gotten worse at it at that spot. So I think that's a big question mark as we go, into free agency and, basically into the off season here.
And Aaron Banks is such a question mark, and I can't imagine that they're counting on him. I mean, I think with Aaron Banks, it's very much of like, well, let's see if he can be what we thought he would be when we drafted him where we did. But that is a huge, huge question mark. And by letting Laken Tomlinson go, it almost feels like they're willing to take that chance, though I do think they will bring in a veteran. But it'll be interesting to see. But it's interesting when you see all the guards, as you said, coming off the shelf. It just shows, like, offensive lines in the league generally are not the strongest thing the NFL's got going on right now. And when there are guys available, they are being snapped up quickly and they are getting paid because there's just not that many of them. And it's such an important position. And the one thing about the draft, going kind of maybe going counter to what I said earlier, offensive linemen take some time. So it's not a position that you draft them and they come in right away and are just, fantastic. That's a position that takes some time to develop, which maybe is a good thing on the Aaron Banks front, but we'll see. It's going to be an interesting, it's going to be interesting. I'm just going to go ahead and say it again. Time will tell.
I think time will tell at that spot.
I think time will tell. All right, before I let you go, we're going to talk about a couple not 49ers things. We're going to call them 49ers adjacent. One, Tom Brady's coming back, not retired. Were you surprised or were you like, this makes sense?
No, I was surprised. I mean, why retire? I mean, it's the world's shortest retirement. There's something happening there, obviously, and probably it was, familiarity breeds contempt type of thing where, he just got fed up with Bruce Arians or the Buccaneers and, probably a lot of frustration coming out of that loss to the Rams and decided that I don't want to do it anymore. But then, he's such a, I think he, this is my guess, in his mind, he realized, that, okay, I'm 40 some odd years old, but I still feel really good. And I still have this hunger, this desire, I want to make amends for that loss that we just had to the Rams. So I just think it all, I think he asked himself, why did I retire again? There's no real reason to. And that's why he's back. But it was odd. And we saw this happen with Brett Favre a few times where he thinks he's ready to retire and then he realizes he's not. Until I think the game pushes you out for these guys, you're never going to be done with it.
And then my next 49ers adjacent, just as we saw a very different Trent Baalke when he was the GM of the 49ers and the way he approached free agency. The Jacksonville Jaguars are literally just driving down the street and being like, who wants a contract? How much can we pay you? And do you want to play for our team?
Have you signed a contract yet?
Not yet. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a little offended because I feel like at this point, it's just me. Have you been offered one?
No, nothing.
Also, they could get me probably at the league minimum would be fine. I'd be down.
I've got a couple of riders in my contract. I don't want to shower in front of a bunch of guys. So I need my own locker room, my own restroom. You know, I'm a bit of a germaphobe, so I need Purell. I mean, so there's a lot of complications in mind. So I don't know. That may be what's holding it up.
I have the opposite of a no trade clause. My clause is no, please trade me. I'd like you to trade me as quickly as possible out of Jacksonville. So they seem to think I'm not committed. So I think that might be the issue.
Well, I think your issue, Tracy, is that both of your ACLs are intact. And
that's true.
Coffee's looking at that. He's like, ooh, gee, that's not my kind of player.
That's probably true. He's like, the health there is too much. Though, God, what an honor I'd get to play alongside Aiden Hutchinson, who was the presumptive number one pick in the draft.
That's true.
So I'd have that going for me. I'll call him back and say, I'll waive all the other stuff. Let's do this. Matt, thank you very much for joining me today. We will have to keep a very close eye on what happens with Mr. James Richard Garoppolo.
Yes. Any day now. I keep telling people, it's going to happen any day now.
I've been saying it for weeks.
It may be June 28 or July 3. Or July 19th.
Any month now. That's what I'm going to start telling people. Now when people ask me, because I'm like, absolutely. And it should be done by the end of the week. Now I'm going to be like, I would say sometime in the year 2022, Jimmy Garoppolo will not be on the 49ers. I just don't know what that time is. So stay tuned for that.
Probably sometime this decade it happens.
This decade. Sometime, or he just stays there forever. It's a thing, which would be strange. Well, Matt, thank you for joining me. And you guys, thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, and I know that you did, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on Instagram at Fangirl Sports Network. We are brought to you by Bet Online, and I will talk to everybody on Friday. Bye, all.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.